Capital Radio 1, your favorite radio in town. Good morning! We're back today with an interesting topic. We talked about it from the beginning, and today we're honored to have an expert here. Dr. Marie Leshefsky on the Brexit on the Irish border. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
As we all know, England left the EU almost 2 years ago today, and the topic whether there has to be built a border or not between Northern and South Ireland was discussed. We can see today that a border has not been built, but almost a year ago today, the Ireland Protocol was the result of the Good Friday Agreement. Now, what is that, you may ask yourself, and why discuss it now? Well, Marie here will tell you about it.
So the problem was caused by the Brexit. The border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland became a border between an EU country and a non-EU country.
But what's the problem with that?
At these borders, goods have to be checked in order to control the directives on goods coming in and out of the EU.
I understand, but in Cyprus it has worked, right?
Yeah, that's right, but in the past there had been fences and checkpoints before. And because of an old issue called the Troubles between Ireland and Northern Ireland, where more than 3,600 people died, everyone's concerned that this old issue could begin again. It would also keep the nationalists from Northern Ireland out of Northern Ireland.
I see. But what's the connection to the Northern Ireland Protocol?
After the Troubles, there had been the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, with its aim to have an invisible border. And now the connection to the Northern Ireland Protocol from the 1st January 2021. It's based on the Good Friday Agreement. The border is now between Britain and Northern Ireland in the sea.
So, were there other possible solutions?
Yeah, the UK could just go back to the EU Customs Union, but that's completely against the Brexit, and that's what the UK wants. Another solution could be that there would be a reunification. Then Northern Ireland would rejoin the EU. What would be the result of the referendum of 2016? There, the majority of votings, 56%, in Northern Ireland voted for the UK to remain.
Okay, I see. So back to the beginning. The problem now is that there's a border between Northern Ireland and Britain, although it should be between Ireland and Northern Ireland. So the UK is now for a resumption of negotiations.
Exactly.
So that's the problem with that. Thank you very much, Marie. So we heard an expert on that topic now, but what do the politics have to say? Bob Stewart, an analyst of politics, here now talking about that. So we heard that there are problems with the border, but what are the general problems exactly?
So in general, there are problems with trades, taxes and required goods from the EU. There are also political and security problems concerning to the border between Northern Ireland and the rest of Ireland. Another issue that will continue to the policy post-Brexit is the political unrest in society, and especially that the count of threats against Northern Ireland customs officers increases.
So there really are quite a lot of issues, but Minister Lord Frost Coveney wanted to change something, right?
Yes, of course. The Brexit Minister Lord Frost has submitted proposals to change the Northern Ireland Protocol from 1st January 2021, which was already explained. He wants to get rid of custom checks between Great Britain and the Northern Ireland.
But wouldn't that influence the Friday Agreement?
Both Brussels and the London's 1998 Good Friday Agreement, which ended decades of conflict in Northern Ireland, could be influenced that the conflicts could grow up again and the society get splitted.
And are there any following problems with the EU?
Yes, of course. The government wants to remove the role of Europe Court of Justice and in general the role of the European Commission. In addition to that, the Article 16 could prompt the EU to respond with measures which could impose tariffs or import taxes on aspects of trade between the two sides. Due to the article, parts of the agreement may be suspended in the event of serious economic, social and environmental difficulties.
Wow, okay, thank you very much, Bob Stewart. So we have now received an insight of possible political and social consequences. But, well, here in London, we're not that afflicted by the whole border problem down there. But an interviewer of ours is currently at the border in Belfast. Tell us, Svenja, how's the situation?
Hello from Belfast. Today I'm here with Matilda, a civil and pest control worker, to talk about the changes in her life here in Northern Ireland. We are at the Belfast Harbour, where the ships start to cross the border in the middle of the sea between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. The atmosphere here is very harbor-like. Lots of containers, controllers, honking ships. But it seems to be too normal and calm for such an important and deep topic. Now, Matilda, what does your everyday work life look like here at the Belfast Harbor?
Every day I have to check goods. My day starts very early, always depending on the shifts. Every morning on the highway I already see all the trucks and containers, waiting to be checked. I check one after another, no breaks, because right after finishing a load, the next one comes straight away. I'm just happy when the ships don't jam.
That sounds very hard. What do you wish to change, or what do you want from politics?
To be honest, my work isn't even the worst. I only want some appreciation. The empty supermarkets bother me a lot more. Since I work at the border, I know how much there is to control. That's why I would like to see an agreement with the UK, so that we can finally get a firm and uniform solution, even if it means we have to check even more.
Understandable. I can only imagine the stress. Do you only have disadvantages due to the Brexit and the border, or are there also things that have changed for the better?
Due to the strict regulations and all the controlling, I get more and more certainty about the things that come into our country. Even if the checking is hard work, it is nice to feel important and secure. I'm also glad that we are still a part of the EU Customs Union.
So the people here in Northern Ireland are excited to see what the politics decide, but they hope it will be to their advantages, like Matilda said. Thank you very much for this insight. Back to the studio.
So thank you very much, Svenja, and Matilda as well. So there's a big difference between our situation here in London and right at the border. So get the workers like Matilda the appreciation they deserve. This whole interview is published on our website as well. Stay tuned for next Wednesday, 9 a.m. Marie will be here again and answer your questions. Thank you very much.
To Radio 1.